Hey guys, Marty F. Nemec here from Your Sports Connection, and today I'll be bringing you Marty's top five teams in men's college basketball. There were quite a few teams that had somewhat of an argument, but I think the top five I chose was probably most people's top fives, and as always, I'll give a nice little argument for each team I put on here. Number one, I think, has to be the Michigan Wolverines. Not only is the Big Ten Conference the front runner in terms of conference strength this year in men's basketball, but Michigan also, their wins and losses, they're hard to really argue with. They have a win over number 9 Minnesota, and they have a win over number 18 North Carolina State, who was the same team that gave Duke their first loss. So the teams kind of crisscross a little bit here. And their loss came to Ohio State, who, you know, is number 15, but they do only have 4 losses, and a lot of people predict them to be a pretty good team come tournament time. Michigan is, I'd say, one of the more traditional teams. They play pretty solid defense. They have a star, Trey Burke, that kind of puts the team on his back when the going gets tough. And Michigan's a great team right now. I'm not saying they'll be number one at the end of the year, but right now, I think you have to give it to them. Number two, in my opinion, would then have to be Kansas. They also only have 1 loss. They're 19-1. And I do admit that perhaps you could say their competition hasn't been quite as tough, but they have beaten Ohio State as well, just like Michigan. Or no, I'm sorry, the team that beat Michigan. And then they beat Kansas State, who was one of Florida's 2 losses, but they lost to Michigan State, whom is definitely doing worse than predicted. And Indiana actually just knocked off Michigan State. So really, as I was saying, a lot of teams have an argument here. A lot of teams beat another team that beat another team. And you could kind of crisscross and do the algebra and whatnot. And really, a lot of teams have a good argument for this top five, as I was saying. Number three, in my opinion, would then be Indiana. Indiana has definitely not looked as good as I thought they would be. I kind of had them as my, you know, clear number one, like a lot of people. But Indiana does look very good. They have Zeller. They have some other guys that are playing phenomenal. Their 2 losses were to unranked teams, although Butler has skyrocketed up to number 9. Really, Butler is a pretty good team, and they always are. I mean, you remember them. They were the underdogs, 2 national championships in a row, but I think they did take a little step back, so that's still a pretty bad loss for the team that wants to be considered number 1. Wisconsin is still unranked, but all in all, I mean, Indiana, they've looked good. They have a win over Michigan State, like I said. They've also beaten Minnesota, who was number 8 at the time. And they beat North Carolina, who now has plummeted, but early in the year they were expected to be a good team. I mean, Indiana, they have a pretty good argument for number 3, but Florida, I believe, also is a great argument. And unsurprisingly, they're next. My number 4 is Florida Gators, and I've been saying this for a while now. I personally believe that in terms of the talent at each position, the offense and the defense all considered, I think Florida is the most solid team in the entire NCAA. Unfortunately, that doesn't really mean much when you play in the weakest conference there is. I can't honestly say, looking at Florida, that they would be this good in the ACC or the Big Ten or the Big East. But given their competition, though, they have looked very solid. They've been playing great defense, maybe even the one of the best defenses in the country. And my fear is that I think the team's going to get complacent. I don't think they're going to be tested enough. And I think when they come into the tournament, they're not going to play as high of a level as they could. I think that Kentucky falling from the heavens and Missouri not being what they're supposed to be, and just really the rest of the SEC just being pretty awful outside of maybe Ole Miss, it's going to hurt the Gators. But I still stand by, though, that Gators are very talented, and their only losses are to Arizona and Kansas State, and both of those teams are pretty good. Both of those teams are at least top 20. Kansas State was a lot higher, but they've recently fell from losses. But Arizona's still number 8. So Florida definitely has the resume. And Florida has a win over Wisconsin, which at the time didn't look like much. But seeing as Wisconsin went on to beat Indiana, really that's a good win. If the SEC was a little bit stronger, I'd have Florida at number 3, but I feel like Florida's not going to lose many more games. Florida will earn the number 3 spot, if not more. Florida may even be number 1 or number 2 by the end of the year, but I can't just give them number 3. They have to earn it. And then my final team, which just a week ago I would have put them down as my number 1, and it kills me to see it, but number 5 is Duke. They're such a good team. They looked so good, and they got knocked off by North Carolina State, and they still looked really good. The other teams lost. I still had Duke as number 1, although number 2 was kind of looking tempting as well. But then they got destroyed by number 25 Miami. 27-point loss. I can't even fathom that. The number 1, 2, or 3 team, they don't lose by 27 points to number 25. I don't know. It's just tough to see. I mean, Miami now is number 14 after that win, but Duke just looked awful. That was one of the most pathetic games I've ever seen in my life, and I know Coach K wasn't happy about that. He'll have his team rebounded for sure. But Duke definitely does deserve number 5, though. Even though they lost to a North Carolina State team that hasn't been too incredibly impressive, and they lost to Miami like that, they have beaten Kentucky, who was number 3 at the time, has since fallen from the heavens. They beat Minnesota, who I just said were top 10 teams when the other teams beat them. And then Louisville and Ohio State, which both are very solid wins. Both are in the top 12, and Duke has been playing at a high level. So be curious to see where it goes from here. But that's my top 5. And as I said, there's not really any surprises there. I honestly don't think Syracuse, who is most people's number 6, I don't think Syracuse has done enough to deserve it over Duke. Duke has 3 top 4 wins, or at least at the time they were, and Syracuse certainly hasn't done enough to prove they belong more than Duke. All right, well, thanks for listening, and if you have any complaints or you have a different top 5, let me know. I'm always down to talk. I'm always down to talk about sports. I can't just run.